It's all of your jobs to participate. So please voice that out loud when it says crowd.
The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to the Gospel of Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread were to take place in 2 days' time. So the chief priests and scribes were seeking a way to arrest him by treachery and put him to death. They said, when he was in Bethany, reclining at table in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of perfumed oil, a costly genuine spikenard. She broke the alabaster jar and poured it on his head. There were some who were indignant. They were infuriated with her. Jesus said,
"Let her alone.
Why do you make trouble for her? She has done a good thing for me. The poor you will always have with you. Whenever you wish, you can do good to them, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anticipated anointing my body for burial. Amen, I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed to the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her."
Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went off to the chief priests to hand him over to them. When they heard him, they were pleased and promised to pay him money. Then he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Paschal Lamb, his disciples said to him, he sent two of his disciples and said to them,
"Go into the city, a man will meet you, carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there."
The disciples went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he came with the 12. And as they reclined at table and were eating, Jesus said,
"Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me."
They began to be distressed and said to him one by one,
"Surely it is not I."
He said to them,
"One of the 12, the one who dips with me into the dish, for the Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born."
While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, and said,
"Take it, this is my body."
Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them,
"This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, shall not drink again the fruit of the vine till the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God."
Then, after singing a hymn, they went off to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them,
"All of you will have your faith shaken, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be dispersed.' But after I have been raised up, I shall go before you to Galilee."
Peter said to him,
"Even though all should have their faith shaken, mine will not be."
Then Jesus said to him,
"Amen, I say to you, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times.
But he vehemently replied,
"Even though I should have to die with you, I will not deny you."
And they all spoke similarly. Then they came to a place named Gethsemane. And he sent to his disciples,
"Sit here while I pray."
He took with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be troubled and distressed. Then he said to them,
My soul is sorrowful even to death. Remain here and keep watch.
He advanced a little and fell to the ground and prayed that if it were possible, this hour might pass from him. He said,
Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Take this cup away from me, but not what I will, but what you will.
When he returned, he found them asleep. He said to Peter,
Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not undergo the test. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Withdrawing again, he prayed, saying the same thing. Then he returned once more and found them asleep, for they could not keep their eyes open, and they did not know how to answer him. He returned a third time and said to them,
Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being handed over to sinners. Get up, let us go. See, my betrayer is at hand.
Then, while he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, accompanied by a crowd with swords and clubs, who had come from the chief priests, the scribes, and elders. His betrayer had arranged a sigil with them, saying,
The man I shall kiss is the one. Arrest him and lead him away securely.
He came and immediately went over to him and said,
Rabbi.
And he kissed him. With that, they laid hands on him and arrested him. One of the bystanders drew his sword, struck the high priest's servant's ear, and cut it off. Jesus said to them in reply,
Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to seize me? Day after day I was with you teaching the temple area, yet you did not arrest me, but that the scriptures may be fulfilled.
And they all fled him and left him. Now a young man followed, wearing nothing but a linen cloth about his body. They seized him, but he left the cloth behind and ran off naked. They then led Jesus to the high priest, and all of the chief priests and elders and scribes had come together. Peter followed him at a distance into the high priest's courtyard, where he was seated with the guards, warming himself at the fire. The chief priests and the entire Sanhedrin kept trying to obtain testimony against Jesus in order to put him to death, but they found none. Many gave false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. Some took the stand and testified falsely against him, alleging, Even so, their testimony did not agree. The high priest rose before the assembly and questioned Jesus, saying,
Have you no answer? What are these men testifying against you?
But he was silent and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him and said to him,
Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?
Then he answered,
I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven.
At that, the high priest tore his garments and said,
What further need have we of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?
They all condemned him as deserving to die. Some began to spit on him. They blindfolded him and struck him and said to him, And the guards greeted him with blows. While Peter was in the courtyard, one of the high priest's maids came along. Seeing Peter warming himself, she looked intently at him and said, But he denied it, saying,
I neither know nor understand what you are talking about.
So he went out into the outer court. Then the cock crowed. The maid saw him and began to say to the bystanders, Once again, he denied it. A little later, by the bystanders, to Peter once more, he began to curse and swear,
This man about whom you are talking.
And immediately a cock crowed a second time. Then Peter remembered the word that Jesus had said to him, Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. He broke down and wept. As soon as morning came, the chief priests with the elders and the scribes, that is, the whole Sanhedrin, held a council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate questioned him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
He said to him in reply,
"You say so."
The chief priests accused him of many things. Again, Pilate questioned him,
"Have you no answer? See how many things they accuse you of."
Jesus gave him no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Now, on the occasion of the feast, he used to release one of them, one prisoner, whom they requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison, along with the rebels who had committed murder in a rebellion. The crowd came forward and began to ask for him to release him as he was accused. Pilate answered,
"Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?"
For he knew that if out of envy the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests had stirred up the crowd to have them release Barabbas instead. Pilate again asked them in reply,
"Then what do you want me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?"
They shouted again,
"Crucify him."
Pilate said to them,
"Why? What evil has he done?"
They only shouted the louder,
"Crucify him."
So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas to them, and after Jesus was scourged, handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers led him away to the place, that is the Praetorium, and they assembled the whole cohort. They clothed him in purple, and weaving a crown of thorns, placed it on him. They began to salute him with,
"Hail, King of the Jews,"
and kept striking him on his head with a reed and spitting on him. They knelt before him in homage, and when they had mocked him, they stripped him of his purple cloak, dressed him in his own clothes, and led him out to crucify him. They pressed into service a passerby, Simon, a Cyrenian, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry the cross. They brought him to the place of Golgotha, which is translated place of the skull. They gave him wine drugged with myrrh, but he did not take it. Then they crucified him and divided his garments by casting lots for them to see what each would take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." When they crucified the two revolutionaries, one on his right and one on his left, those passing by reviled him, shaking their heads and saying, Likewise, the chief priests with the scribes mocked him among themselves and said,
"He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down from the cross."
Those who were crucified with him also kept abusing him. At noon, darkness over the whole land until about 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice,
"Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani,"
which is translated,
my God, why have you forsaken me?"
Some of the bystanders who heard it said, One of them ran, soaked a sponge with some wine and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink, saying,
"Wait, let us see if Elijah comes to take him down."
Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last breath.
Please kneel.
The veil of the sanctuary was torn in two from top to bottom. When the centurion who stood facing him saw how he breathed his last breath, he said,
"Truly, this man was the Son of God."
There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of younger James, and Joses and Salomon. When the women had followed him while he was in Galilee and ministered to him, there were also many other women who had come with them to Jerusalem. When it was already evening, since the day of preparation, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a distinguished member of the council, who himself awaited the kingdom of God, came and courageously went to Pilate and asked for the body of Christ. Pilate was amazed that he was already dead. He summoned the centurion and asked him if Jesus had already died. When he learned of it from the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. Having brought a linen cloth, he took him down, wrapped him in the linen cloth, and laid him in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance to the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, watched where he was laid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Can you imagine what Jesus was thinking as he was dying on the cross? A man who did nothing but good and helped other people and was always there for people in their hour of need. And yet in Jesus' great hour, while he was dying, where were his family and friends? Very few people showed up. And how often in our own lives, when we face great obstacles and we ask ourselves, where are my family and friends? I was there for them time and time again. And yet when I need help, where are they? Could you imagine what Mary experienced? Watching her only child die on the cross. And how often do you parents go through great suffering, watching your sons or daughters face illness or struggles, and you too question, why? When we face illness, when we face cancer, whatever it is, how human it is to question, why me, God? Why did I get sick? I'm one of those good people. I actually go to church on Sunday. Why should I have to suffer? How human it is to question, as Jesus questioned in this gospel, why have you abandoned me? So the cross is very real for all of us. We're going to face suffering. We're going to face pain. We're going to face betrayal by people that we love. But I invite you to come back next week. It has a wonderful ending, okay? But today, we're caused to pause and pray for those of the world that are going through great obstacles and trials, and to bring our own suffering to Jesus and allow him to walk with us. So there's nothing in the world that you're going through that's going to be permanent, but will last forever is heaven. And the only way we can get to heaven is we first must carry our cross. So let us pause right now and ask Jesus to give us the strength to keep on going when we face great obstacles. And let's also pray for those in our lives that need our prayers the most.